Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him, he's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
All right, let me just start by continuing the show from Wednesday. And I just have one thing to say. Fuck Dennis Miller. I was so caught up in actually doing something that was a little bit more in depth and balanced that I completely forgot about that wrinkled fucktard.
Tell me how you really feel about him.
Listen, Dennis Miller is the only person in history to get CTE by watching football. His time in the NFL was just spent in the booth ruining Monday Night Football. That's what he did.
How many was he on? How many shows was he on a whole season?
One year.
And they're like, get this guy. I mean, I remember after the second, like, they're like, get this guy out of here.
He was dog shit. He was absolute dog shit. He could not. He made Rush Limbaugh seem like a skilled broadcaster.
I don't know who thought that shit was a good idea.
Someone. Oh, he's edgy. No. He was mildly edgy when he was doing Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live and he had a staff of writers.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe this. Dennis Miller's comedy, all in his mullet. Once he cut the mullet, absolutely no humor.
Oh, he's like Samson.
Yes.
Like it was his hair.
Yep, that was his strength. It was the hair, but it was the mullet.
It was the mullet hair, yeah.
The mullet, the party in the back.
Party in the back.
That was what it was.
Because it was business in the front.
Anyway.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nate Darling Show.
Look, I'm angry and I'm going to let my vengeance rain down upon Dennis Miller. By the way, you can check him out on Twitter at Dennis Miller DMZ.
Dennis Miller DMZ?
Yeah, DMZ.
Demilitarized. That's pretty funny. It's like not.
Yeah. Check out his pinned tweet. Check out the premiere episode of the Dennis Miller Option.
On Fox News?
It's on Podcast One, dude.
Oh.
The Dennis Miller Option. You know, I'm going to opt to abort that.
Yeah. Just like I would have a baby if I was pregnant and I was 18.
Let's see. I'm trying to. He's been so busy on Twitter. I'm trying to find the whole thing. I know this will anger a lot of folks, but I don't think liberals have handled Hillary's loss all that well.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know she's not president, right?
I think they forget.
My God.
And she's not running for anything.
No. He also tweeted, now I know this is what the crowd at the White House Correspondents' Dinner wanted, but really, I would ask the ladies and gentlemen of that organization, is it really worth it? Some of you certainly must realize something is amiss, right? Somebody? Anybody? Oh, well.
I think that Dennis Miller just said that they didn't ask him yet again for another
year. No one's asking him to do anything but a podcast.
That's just because his buddy, But does he?
I don't care. Let me just be really clear about this. Don't care. I also really enjoyed on Twitter everybody talking, people tweeting, I'm 27. Who's Dennis Miller?
Well, luckily, I mean, here's the thing about Dennis Miller is it is, you know, the baby boomers are the same age. I mean, it's the biggest, you know, group of people right now. So, I mean, at least he has some people that will probably listen
to him. Let me ask you this. How old is this fucking headshot he has on Twitter?
Oh, that has to be from 99, 2000?
I'm going to be generous and say it's 15 years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to be generous and say
it's
that.
Probably 20 years.
When he first went with the beard.
Yeah.
Was that when he first went the beard?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he was a good 53 before he could actually grow one. Because he lacks the testosterone necessary for proper facial hair.
You know what it is? Like, so he joined in 2010. All right. So he probably used the five. Yeah. So it's probably 15, it's probably 12.
It was not a new photo then.
Right. It was definitely not a new photo then. It was probably what he thought was one of his better photos. So it's probably 3 years old or so, because you always think you look better 3 or 4 years ago. All right, so yeah, so you're right. You're right on target right there.
He's following 7 people on Twitter. Let's see who he needs to hear from. I have to know.
Alex Jones.
Who is? Do I have to log in to find that out? God damn it! I don't want to log in on this computer. Hold on.
Give me a second.
All right. Let's see if you can get there faster than me. You might be able to. Let me just scroll through here. Oh, the Dennis Miller option. Fuck. Seriously? Look at that. And
It's the same headshot. He doesn't look like that anymore.
He does not. He does not. At all.
Check out the premiere episode of the Dennis Miller option where Christian DMZ and I discuss the latest headlines and try to
this
make
is who he
sense
fo-
of
this
an increasing
is,
world.
This is who he follows. Steve Martin, okay. Bo Derek. Kanye West.
Oh, God.
Brian Regan.
Right.
Thomas Keller.
Uh-huh.
Grant Ashatz.
Grant Ashatz? What?
Ashatz.
You said it right.
Yeah, and then Slim Paley. The funny old world. that's what Slim Paley says. It's a funny old world. Instagram, so he's an Instagram person. And then Grant Ashatz is... The Avery office, Royster, the Avery office, and so those are the 7 people that he follows.
All right.
I will give him credit for 2 of the 7 people not being, authenticated or having the checkpoint. Like, there's 2 other people don't. So the Grant and Slim. So that's kind of cool that, you know, that he follows them.
Roseanne Shithole. Getting big laughs close together is the goal of a comedian.
Thanks.
Keith said, it's one goal. My heroes, Pryor, Carlin, you did more than that, and the audience was bigger than just those in front of Michelle Wolf. She was playing to all of us at home, too, and I, for one, was laughing. I haven't been so delighted in a comedian's courage maybe since your first television show.
Is that Keith Lowell Jensen?
Yeah.
Johnny Taylor tweets a little while ago, and this is on Monday. This is a quote. Quote, I love Trump. He's just telling it like it is. Dumb people. That lady comedian is mean when she tells it like it is. Same dumb people.
Yep, pretty much.
And fuck Dennis Miller.
Yeah, fuck this dude.
Fuck Dennis Miller.
You know what? You know what I want? Here's what I'm hoping for. I hope he and Mike Huckabee take a long road trip in a convertible. From here to Tierra del Fuego. I want them to drive all the way in a convertible from the LA area through Mexico, Guatemala, all through Central America, South America, and end up in Tierra del Fuego, where the ghost of Larry Bud Melman sodomizes them. And if you understand that reference, God bless you, you're old. Sodomized by the ghost of Larry Bud Melman. You're welcome, people.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome. All right. So, have you guys seen the Avengers yet?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I have not either. Kareem, are you going to?
I'm going to, but, I don't know if I'm going to. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to because so many people are Facebooking about it and I'm like, fuck, why are you trying to ruin the movie for everybody?
Right, not everybody went the opening weekend. I'm trying to, and I see Christiana, former host of the show, is also doing the same thing we're doing. She's a little behind us, watching all of the Marvel movies from the beginning. And this movie is the culmination of 10 years. And I didn't remember all of the shit that happened. And there were some movies I didn't see. Like, I saw Ant-Man and Captain America Civil War for the first time this weekend.
Oh, those are both...
They're both really good.
Yeah, both great.
They're both really good. I enjoyed Ant-Man immensely.
It's one of the better... Like, it works on so many levels. It's one of those things where it's a comedy. I mean, it's an adventure comedy, which is...
Well, and you get the origin story, and it explains it really well, and it makes sense, and God damn it, if you don't like Paul Rudd, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to want to fuck him or anything, but if you don't like Paul Rudd, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck him.
But Chris Pratt, I mean, that whole group of people too, like, have you gotten up to the Guardians yet?
Well, I've seen Guardians. Yeah, I've seen Guardians before. Yeah, yeah, I believe Guardians 2 is our next one.
Oh, so you guys are almost at the end.
Yeah, yeah, we got four movies left. Because we're not going to see Black Panther again. We just saw it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like Paul Rudd, but Chris Pratt seems like a frat boy, so I'm not a fan.
No, you, but see, did you watch him on Parks and Rec?
That's where he really seemed like a frat boy. His character did.
What are you talking about? Nah.
Look at me closely.
How long have you known me?
A long time.
You think I fucking watched Parks and Rec?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
I just watched Parks and Rec for the first time. We watched several seasons of it.
Yeah.
So I'm relatively new.
But I mean, like, he was like a lovable, like, he's a lovable, like, I would never have thought after watching Parks and Rec for that long that he would become like the next Harrison Ford, like the next Harrison Ford for this generation, probably.
Oh, yeah. That completely unexpected.
Like, I did not think that that was right. Because I thought he was a slob. Like, I thought he was more like me.
He auditioned for Guardians. And they liked him so much for the role, they told him they would do CGI abs. They thought he was that good for the role.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
but he said, give me 6 months, and he lost more than 50 pounds in 6 months.
Yeah.
To get in shape. To be fair though, for everybody out there who's trying to diet, and Kareem is starting a cleanse thing here now, that literally was his only job for those 6 months.
No, that's the great thing about being like a rich actor is that you can do shit like
right.
That.
You get cast in that Marvel movie and they go, oh yeah, can you lose 50 pounds in 6 months? That is your job.
Yeah. Like you get a
trainer, you get a nutritionist, you get somebody to work out with you all of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, literally if virtually anybody had a personal trainer that could work with them every single day, and a chef to make them healthy choices. Virtually anybody could see success unless they were just sneaky going and breaking off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Don't tempt me.
Just saying.
No, seriously though. Yeah. But okay. So you're watching all the films.
Watching all the films.
So what's your favorite one so far? I've seen everyone when they came out. So
I like a lot of them. Leslie likes to find little parts where suspension of disbelief is a little harder than others, which kind of ruins things a little bit. She's got a lot of Native American in her cream. Smart woman. It's like, no, don't be smart. Just sit back and enjoy the movie.
Yeah. Yes.
These are not to be analyzed. I was always a fan of the Captain America films. Mm-hmm. I think I like those a lot. I like the Iron Man movies fine. I enjoy Robert Downey Jr. My least favorite, of course, would be The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, oh, the first one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was terrible.
yeah.
Thanks, Ed Norton.
Yeah.
So bad
that they had to replace.
Honestly, I think my favorite movie is the first Guardians movie.
Yeah.
I think that is my favorite one of the group. But I mean, it's just so different than the others.
Yeah, it's just such a different feel, and it's so much fun. Like it's just like I think at that point there really hadn't been a film that was so much just like unadulterated, unabashed fun.
Right.
Like that's
and as a wrestling fan, you had Dave Bautista who was playing Drax the Destroyer. You had Groot.
Yeah.
Which is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, it was literally everything you could want from a comic book movie.
Yeah.
It was the perfect comic book movie.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. What is your favorite?
Man.
Are you mad because I didn't say Black Panther?
No. No.
I mean, Black Panther was good and all. But,
and this is probably just because of me being a kid, but like, I really, 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 and I don't know if you've seen it yet, enjoyed Spider-Man Homecoming.
Have not seen that one yet. That's near the end of the run.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the thing is like, it's just because, like, Spider-Man has always been the character that I've, like, out of all superheroes.
Now, they introduced that Spider-Man character in Captain America Civil War.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So see, that's the sort of thing that you just I mean, maybe you remember it. We saw them when they all came out.
Yeah.
You've seen them all since.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Like
my brain needs to be filled with important things.
Yeah, no, and the thing is I always read about it too. Like whenever the new one comes out, I read about all the old ones also. So it's not like, you know,
yeah.
I'm a super fanboy for I collected, I mean, like, I'm just like, these movies are made for guys like me. I feel like in, they're made for girl, like, they're made for a certain segment of society. And like, they hit the sweet spot with me. And like, it's everything that I want.
So let me ask you one question about the new Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Were you satisfied? Or were you disappointed?
Gosh.
Without giving any details, I don't want any spoilers. I don't want anything like that. I want to know when you walked out of that theater, did you feel like, that was worth 10 years of movies. God damn, I'm satisfied. Or were you like, eh.
You know what? So, it's hard. I don't want to say, like, whatever I'm going to say, I feel like I'm like, so I feel.
Did it complete you?
It did not complete me, but that's not a bad thing.
Right.
What I have is like, I have, the appetizer of an amazing meal. Like I ate this really amazing meal, and I know that the rest of the meal is going to be fucking amazing.
Sure.
So like I've eaten part of it, and I know it, and I still know that there's still like three more courses to come.
Well, and I don't think that ruins anything because it's no secret that there's going to be more Marvel movies.
Yeah. So like I'm really like, but now like I'm so fucking super excited about the next three films that are going to come out in this series.
Well, there's a new Ant-Man out this summer.
Yeah. So I'm so excited about that. That's gonna be fucking awesome. And then I'm really super fucking excited about Ms. Marvel coming out after that. And then I'm super fucking excited about the next Avengers film. So like I cannot, like I have a daughter at home and I love seeing her grow every single day, but I might push a fast forward button if I could. No, I wouldn't. But like,
well, think about it this way. When she gets a little older, you can go through and watch these movies with her for the first time.
No, we'll be like, oh my gosh, Dad.
Unless your wife tells you no.
No, I'm sure there'll be something that's outrageous about them and how they were made. And like,
there's a lot of things that are outrageous about them.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there'll be something for me to be offended about, though. In 20 years. Did you know that Robert Downey Jr. molested all of those women? Like, I'm sure, like, one of, like four or five of the people that I
honestly
think us are like.
I think the worst one of the bunch is probably Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh yeah, she could be.
Her and her steamy vagina.
Yeah.
Luckily, she's like the one you see the least. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Oh man.
Meanwhile, breaking news a few days ago: Stormy Daniels has sued Donald Trump over defamation over comments about the alleged harasser sketch, and that's the police sketch of the guy who allegedly went up to her and said to drop it all.
You mean Trump's new bodyguard or the new security guy at Trump Enterprises?
Could be. Stormy Daniels filed the complaint in federal court in New York on Monday. At issue is a tweet that Trump made in which he dismissed a composite sketch that Daniels says depicted a man who threatened her in 2011 to stay quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump. In the tweet earlier in April, Trump said, and I quote, "A sketch years later about a non-existent man, a total con job, playing the fake news media for fools, but they know it." The filing says the tweet was, and I quote again, "false and defamatory," arguing that Trump was speaking about Daniels and that he knew that his false, disparaging statement would be read by people around the world as well as widely reported. It also says Daniels has been exposed to death threats and other threats of physical violence. Her real name is Stephanie Clifford. She's seeking a jury trial and unspecified damages. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, said on Monday, "I love that guy."
Yeah, this guy doesn't.
I saw him punk another older attorney on CNN.
Oh, that guy's like Steve. That guy's like Scaramucci. If Scaramucci wasn't such a punk ass bitch,
yeah.
said, "We intend on teaching Mr. Trump that you cannot simply make things up about someone and disseminate them without serious consequences." The lawsuit is the latest legal move from Daniels, who's already suing to be released from a non-disclosure deal that she agreed to days before the 2016 election in exchange for $130,000. That payment was made by the president's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. The civil lawsuit was delayed in federal court on Friday with the judge citing a criminal investigation that Cohen is facing.
Oh.
Wait till you get that.
Whoa. The other breaking news.
Yes.
That happened right before I left the house. The National Enquirer.
Oh, McDougal? Is this about McDougal?
No. The National Enquirer turned on Cohen.
Oh, that was expected.
No, so this is about McDougal. Like that's the Playboy chick that sold her story to that National Enquirer, bought her story. I knew that this is what my thought has been, all right, is that everybody thinks it was Stormy Daniels that's causing this. But what happened, like, I think that the bigger, and it's a trial that's happening in New York right now, is the McDougal trial against National Enquirer for buying her story and then shelving it and not releasing it and then not letting her tell the story. And like, and it's because Michael Cohen paid money to them to do it. And like that's what I knew. God damn. I thought that was like kind of like the thing that kind of tipped it. So that's what you're saying was like they're turning on him?
Yeah.
Because they got...
But the Enquirer has been in Trump's pocket this whole time.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're turning on him, which means he must be turning on Trump.
Here's the cover of the Enquirer. Payoffs and threats exposed. Trump's fixers, secrets and lies. Plus what Comey didn't reveal in his book, Trump passed polygraph, proving no Russian collusion. Trump hasn't taken a polygraph.
Yeah. No.
There's no way he has taken a polygraph test. No. That's nonsense. Yeah.
So they're going to try to distance Trump from Cohen.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course. That's expected.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That is
great.
Well,
I love the fact they're like, oh, he's going to flip on him. With what? If he didn't do anything wrong. If the president of the United States didn't do anything wrong, what is he going to flip about?
Yeah.
If you never had sex with her, why is there a non-disclosure agreement about nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
And people are still down with it, which is the most nonsensical thing of all.
You know what, though, man, that lady was talking about grabbing pussies, though. I don't appreciate that.
Vulgar. It was
That's
vulgar.
Her talking about grabbing pussies.
That was vulgar.
It's vulgar talking about grabbing pussies.
And he's not poor. He's the richest man in the world. Oh, that was the best. How poor is he? Seriously, go watch it. It's 19 of the best minutes you'll spend. Okay. Now, meanwhile, in Oklahoma, and nothing good comes after that, a bill opposed by
this school.
Oh, well, yeah, go away. a bill opposed by gay rights advocates who say it would allow religious-based adoption agencies to discriminate against same-sex couple, single people, and non-Christians has passed the Oklahoma House. Of course it has.
That's why they're going to get a tornado.
The bill passed the GOP-controlled House last week on a 60-26 vote, but its supporters were unable to remove an unfriendly amendment to the bill that extends the protections only to agencies that receive no state or federal funds. The Catholic Conference of Omaha, which endorsed the original bill, says it's working to remove the amendment. And as someone who grew up Catholic, fuck you. The bill in its original form was designed to protect child-placing agencies that block adoptive parents who do not meet the agency's religious or moral standards. Similar laws have been passed in at least 7 other states, including Alabama, South Dakota, and Texas last year. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I want to see there? Dennis Miller and Mike Huck would be driving their convertible through those states on their way to Tierra del Fuego to get sodomized by the ghost of Larry Bud Melman.
Man, I'm just glad that I live in California.
But you can't afford to. Everybody's leaving California because you can't afford to live there. Yeah. Do you know why it's expensive to live here? Because it's better. It's fucking better than where you live. You know why it's so cheap to live in Alabama and Texas? Because it's a... fucking shitbox. You want to talk about a shithole place? How about that? How about a place where you have this goddamn religious purity test based upon everything you do?
and you don't live up to any of that shit.
Nobody does. Nobody fucking, you know who doesn't, but by the way, speaking of not living up to shit, you know who didn't live up to the Ronald Reagan conservative test? Ronald fucking Reagan never lived up to that. And he was conservative. Well, at the time. Not now. Not now. Anyway, moving on. Very angry show. I'm sorry. A Missouri woman who had a loaded handgun hidden in her vagina at the time of her arrest last year pleaded guilty to weapons possession and narcotics charges.
It was a tight fit.
Was it?
Was it? I'm sure it was.
I don't know that it was.
Did it fall out?
No. During an appearance in circuit court in McLean County, Illinois, Anika Witt, 27, copped to a pair of felony charges as part of a plea agreement that requires her to testify at trial against an acquaintance with whom she was arrested last September. She faces up to 10 years in prison on the gun charge, 15 years in custody on a heroin possession rap. However, her cooperation will likely result in a greatly reduced term when she appears in court in late June for sentencing. She looks like someone who just got a gun yanked out of her pussy.
She kind of looks like Carla Gugino or however you say it.
Man, I look at her and I see a bad bitch. I see a chick that...
who would use her pussy as a holster.
That she don't care. Like, she'll fucking shoot you.
As part of her plea deal, prosecutors agreed to drop four other felony counts launched against the convicted felon, who faced a $6,400 fine. Witt and Clinton McDonald, who's 29, were arrested following a traffic stop on I-55. The search of the pair's vehicle turned up heroin and ecstasy.
Yeah, they're selling.
Witt was subsequently transported to the county jail, where arrestees are subject to a strip search. It was during that procedure that a female jailer recovered a loaded Kimber 380 caliber handgun from Witt's vagina. The weapon, cops say, had a fully loaded clip and a bullet in the chamber.
See, she don't give a fuck, man. She's ready to kill.
Her ovaries. The gun.
She had the safety on.
It's 5.6 inches long and weighs 13.4 ounces with an empty magazine. By the way, her rap sheet includes multiple arrests, including callers for theft, passing bad checks, and resisting arrest. And we have, we've talked about women who holster it in their vagina before.
Yeah.
It's not rare. Unfortunately, it's not rare. Meanwhile, speaking of people, a Tesla driver has been banned from the highway after being caught in the passenger seat.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what they said to him. In May 2017, British driver Bhavadesh Patel climbed behind the wheel of his white Tesla S60 and headed off down the road of the crowded M1 highway at about 40 miles per hour. Itching to relax, Patel switched on the autopilot function, but then he got into the passenger seat so that he could stretch out. After kicking up his feet and putting his hands behind his head, he left both the steering wheel and the foot controls entirely neglected. Unfortunately for Patel, his seat switch was caught on film by a fellow driver who passed him on the highway. Let's take a look at this. This has to be amazing.
Oh, I hope they talk. So we hear their awesome accents.
Well, I don't know if we're going to hear it because I'm putting it on the TV so you guys can see it. Yeah. There we go. It's a white Tesla. And, yeah, because the driver's seat's empty because it's on the other side of the car. And they're like, wait, what?
Get the load of this fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
Who's this guy? Look at that cunt.
The BBC News has reported that after an investigation by the court, Patel pleaded guilty to dangerous driving. He's been banned from the M1 for 18 months and required to perform 100 hours of unpaid work as punishment, pay the Crown Prosecution Services a fine of £1,800, and undertake 10 days of rehabilitation. While Tesla provides its cars with an autopilot function, it's not infallible. A Tesla engineer who testified in the court case reiterated that autopilot is intended to assist a fully attentive driver, not replace the driver entirely. There still needs someone behind the wheel ready to make corrections in the event of an emergency. Joe Coy, the comedian, has a Tesla. He has been known to, in the past, do Facebook Lives and just start answering questions while in traffic.
Yeah, there was a guy who turned it on autopilot and then he missed the median.
Whoops.
Anyway.
But if you're in LA traffic, though, I mean, come on, though. Like, that's like the best time to have that autopilot.
Well, I mean, I don't think, and Joe Coy is in the driver's seat. He's paying attention.
No, but I mean, like, that's where it's going to be useful for, is for being in traffic. Like, you're not going to veer out of control going 100 miles an hour.
Not going down the M1.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, the M1's a different story.
It is.
It's a different story.
Totally different story. All right. It's been a while since we've done this, but I think it's important that, we do a little cooler tool.
Oh. Hey, I hope I win this one.
There are no losers in Cooler Tool.
You always, no, there always is.
First up in Cooler Tool, Oklahoma. Jason.
Oh, it's definitely not cool.
Kareem.
Cool.
Oklahoma is cool.
Yes.
All right.
Why is Oklahoma cool?
Black Wall Street.
Oh. Yeah, but then, like, the other people in Oklahoma burned it down.
Yeah, but Black Wall Street's still there.
Is it still there?
They rebuilt it, but I mean, the people with the money aren't there, but
yeah,
they rebuilt it.
I'm going to go Tool. Baker Mayfield accepted. Up next in Cooler Tool, concealed carry. Kareem.
Cool. And actually, since you said Baker Mayfield, I'd go back to Tool.
Jason, concealed carry.
Cool.
Tool, you've used your vagina as a holster. And finally, in Cooler Tool, chillin', Jason.
Oh, chillin's always cool.
Kareem.
Oh, it's definitely cool.
Chillin' is cool. I mean, I think you have to know how to manage your stress and relax yourself and do all that, but you got to know. You got to know when and where. Time and place, everybody.
There is a time and place for chillin'.
Absolutely.
driving your car down the M1, probably not the best time to chill.
You know when the best time to chill is? When you're rolling in your 5.0 with the rag top down so your hair can blow.
Like, I think I just...
You did not see that coming.
I almost had a brain aneurysm. Because A... I know that lyric.
Right? Everyone knows that lyric, dude.
You just quoted Vanilla Ice, man.
Yeah, of course I did. This is a stupid podcast. Of course I quoted Vanilla Ice. That's what we do here. We do dumb shit.
Didn't you see? Didn't he do the ninja rap recently at the...
He did it at the King's game.
He did the ninja rap, didn't he?
Yeah, Kareem was there. He got to witness it live. That was
that was
one of those things. It was funny because that night Kareem texted me, goes, "Hey, King's game," and I was like, "I when?" And he goes, "Like now," and I'm like, "I cannot make that." And then I found out about Vanilla Ice, and I'm like, "You know what? I was disappointed until just now."
I was disappointed I wasn't invited until just now.
Oh my god!
I sent it to the whatchamacallit.
I know.
It's not my fault that you decided to breed.
If you're no matter what you're doing, whether you're buying old Vanilla Ice CDs or maybe a holster, do that at the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. We do appreciate it when you do that. So thank you. And thank you, Kareem, for the tip, because my Prime membership has expired, and I am now on the same account as the wife.
There you go.
So
awesome.
All good to go. So click that Shop Amazon tab and support the show.
It's pretty cool. You only need to get one for the family, you know?
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, especially with a household.
Yeah.
Anywho, Kareem is on a holy war against white women, and at first I was skeptical.
Yeah, I had to remember not that it's not all white women.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. Unfortunately, you can't do that. Oh, it's not all. No, it isn't. There was a transit official. And she got, her kids got pulled over, and, there was dash cam video of it, and, she's now no longer in that position, cause she resigned from the Port Authority. Anyway, take a listen to what she was, saying to some, to some police officers in Tenafly, New Jersey is where it was.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's how you say it.
I can't put a sentence together. Sorry.
Okay.
That's pathetic. Okay. And you are a disappointment. And you are just following him. So you are also a disappointment. Okay. You can't put together a sentence of what the problem is.
Thank you for your help. You may take them now.
You may not tell me when to take my child. You may shut up and not tell me when I may take my kids and her friends, who are PhD students from MIT and Yale.
Okay.
You may tell me nothing because you told me nothing. Shame on both of you. I will be talking to the chief of police.
Please.
And I will be speaking to the mayor.
Badge number 540.
I got your name.
Just to make sure there's no discrepancy.
I know it's a four, yes. There's no
Matt is the first
no.
name.
Don't you worry.
As long as you got all the information right.
I got all your information,
okay.
Sweetheart. You can't put a sentence together. That's shameful.
Okay.
That's shameful.
Have a pleasant weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend. You're going to
Matt is my new favorite police officer. It's badge number 540. My first name's Matt. Unfucking believable. Unfucking believable. Can you imagine? Now, you heard virtually nothing about this unless you were like hyper local to New York City.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the horrifically racist things that would be flying about the country if that were an African American woman speaking to a police officer that way?
She would have got her teeth knocked out.
Yeah, she would have been arrested.
Here's the even if she wasn't, even if the cops behaved exactly the same way, just the racist comments that would have flown everywhere. It would have been on every goddamn morning show. It would have been everywhere. It would have been everywhere.
Yeah.
The fucking president would have been tweeting about it. Do you believe this? Blah, 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 sad.
The same president who hasn't said anything about the black guy who saved the people at the Waffle House?
Oh, man.
No, but he's busy worried about the comedian.
Yeah.
He's busy worried about the comedian. God damn it. God damn it.
You're going to come around to all of my sides.
This is so distressing. This is so distressing. Because I know not all of your nonsense is going to turn out to be true, but just enough to create that reasonable doubt. That's how it's going to go. So, kudos to you. I don't want
to
hate white women. I don't.
Oh, man.
Why are you making it so hard not to hate white women, white women?
It's the best line of that.
Why are you being so hoity and toity?
That's it. Uncle Tom's to white women.
Oh, my God.
What's the equivalent of a Uncle Tom for when white women are disappointed with other white women?
Oh, it's an Ann Coulter.
Oh, man.
It's an Ann Coulter. Anyway, we have some advice for you. If you're going to hide a video camera inside a porta potty, make sure you don't accidentally film yourself while setting up the equipment.
Oh, fuck it, amen.
That's some advice from thesmokinggun.com to you. Police allege that a Pennsylvania voyeur earlier this month placed a tiny camera behind the toilet paper dispenser inside a portable toilet on a construction site near Johnstown. What are you
recording in the porta potty?
A bunch of dudes taking a leak.
Ew.
The camera cops say recorded several unsuspecting victims before a worker discovered the hidden device. A review of the camera's footage showed Kenneth Haluska, 59, by the way, only slightly younger than Dennis Miller. Maybe he should be in the back of that convertible with him and Mike Huckabee. Yeah, he was installing the device inside the mobile restroom. He was wearing a white construction helmet and green safety vest.
I didn't even see it was his face until right now. Now I see that that's his face. Holy fuck.
He's an engineering inspector. He'd been at the Johnstown construction site on the day the camera was found, according to the complaint. A detective identified three victims who were recorded inside the porta potty. Yep, that's your dick.
Excuse me, sir. Do you recognize that dick?
I need to see your dick, sir. Take
your pants. Wait, just to see if you were a victim. Could you whip it out?
Can you just take your pants down? Listen, neither of us want to do this, but I've already seen your dick. If it is your dick, so
neither of us want to do this. Wink.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
He's been charged with 9 misdemeanor counts in connection with the filming. He lives in Patton, a Johnstown suburb, scheduled for a May 24th preliminary hearing. Did you guys hear about the weird dude in Davis who stuck a GoPro underneath the stall in the women's restroom at the Nugget?
No, I didn't hear that one.
Oh.
I've heard about. They're looking for this guy.
For this guy. She pinned him inside the restroom and was yelling, and nobody came. And then one Nugget employee tried to flag him down on his way out of the store, but it was like someone herding a cat. If you've ever seen anybody trying to head off a running cow,
yeah,
just like hey, you know, jumping back and forth with their arms out, it was like that. Except this guy got passed, went outside. Got in his car.
Was that the Asian dude?
Yes,
Asian dude. Yeah.
Okay, I saw him outside. I saw him going to his car.
Yeah, right. Yep. Baseball cap, Asian dude. Sushi Brian, where were you? It was not Sushi Brian. That would be wrong for me to say that, but funny, which is why I said that. Anyway.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy. Sex toy news.
Oh, it is in fact time to enjoy sex toy news, Jason.
Coming to
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the Avengers, late last year, Australian sex toy maker Geeky Sex Toys gave a serious pause. At the time, it was producing sex toys based off Star Wars, including a seriously optimistic rendition of Yoda's dong.
No.
And there was no clear reason why the company wasn't saddled with so many cease and desists from Disney as to leave a dildo-shaped crater in the Australian landscape. Now it's getting naughty with Disney's stable of Marvel superheroes as well.
I just looked at him. Oh, you gotta show the pictures.
There you go. There it is. The company still hasn't The company still hasn't explained to IO9 how it can get away with these shenanigans, but potential litigious action hasn't stopped the sex toy maker from pontificating on what it would like to get fisted by Death's ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
At any rate, it looks like Thanos can use the Infinity Gauntlet for a lot more than killing off half the universe. The Infinity Fist is, you guessed it, it's a fist-shaped dildo intended to conjure images of Thanos' gold encased meaty hand. It's naturally not true to size because human beings have limits.
True. I was just wondering about that.
Here's the rest of the Indulger's Pleasure War collection. Captain America butt plug.
I wonder if you throw it, it comes back to you.
I'm guessing that would be a right. that would be the Incredible Dong. It's a green dildo. What is this? Oh, it's Iron Man butt plug is red and has a glowing thing on the end.
Right, because it's powered.
Sure. What in the hell is that? I do not know.
What is that, a pig penis?
Is that someone from, that's not Scarlet Witch?
Don't know. Oh, what's this? It's not Black Panther. I'm guessing that's
Black Widow. It's Black Widow. You can see the
oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, right there.
A pocket pussy.
Black Widow pocket pussy.
Oh, there we go. That's back to that. Oh, what? Oh, there's one. It's Thor's hammer, but the handle is a dildo.
Nice.
Amazing.
Good for this place. Good for them.
Is it?
Yeah, why not?
Well, if they don't get sued, I guess. Let me see if we can find that. Oh, let's go to the website and see what happened.
No, because then they'd have to acknowledge that that's what they're looking like.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like, right now it's the Incredible Dong. That's not the Incredible Hulk's dong. Like, so they sue it, then they had to say, you're making an image of the Incredible Hulk's dong, and they would never say that.
Just ignore it.
Just ignore it.
Just ignore it. It'll go away. Indulger's Pleasure War. Orgasms of the Galaxy. Spider Cock. Oh, it's Agent Gets Me Off. That's the pocket pussy. The Moen Inner is the Thor Hammer.
Yep.
The Arse Reactor is the... Oh, it's Hawk Ass, the Aero Dildo. That's what we're looking at.
Oh, it's a... yeah, purple, duh.
Of course.
Hawkeye.
Oh, Hawk Ass.
Hawk Ass. Hawk Ass, of course. Wow.
That is amazing.
Work it out.
That's amazing. The Infinity Fist is... The Infinity Fist is relatively reasonably priced at $99.
I think I might just get it.
Nate, I can't make it to the podcast. I got an Infinity Fist stuck up my ass.
I was indulging a little more than I should.
Right?
I just want to get that.
Orgasms of the Galaxy.
I want to get Thanos' fist and just slaps me in the face with it.
Just punch him. Just punch him.
Punch him in the cookie.
It's a good thing you know a doctor.
Thank God. Oh, my goodness.
Meanwhile, royal wedding sex toys are here because, yeah, why not?
I can't believe people fucking care.
Love Honey, a hugely popular online sex toy retailer, has introduced two new commemorative sex toys in Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's honor. Yep. And they're not that much. They're only around $10.
See, because they're looking at volume, not...
The Markle Sparkle Finger Ring. Get it? Finger ring?
Mm-hmm.
It's an exact replica for engagement rings. Not really. It's a great little finger vibrator. It's only $12.
Dope.
For $11.99, the Royal Wedding Love Ring. It's a golden cock ring with some pulsating pleasure for him, but also textured for clitoral stimulation as well.
Sweet. Sweet.
There you go.
2 for $1.
2 for.
Yep. Oh, here's something else. They've cut the mini root butt plug and the root, which I'm guessing is Groot's penis. Hold on, let me put it up here. You guys ought to see this thing. This is ridiculous. Oh. There we go. Randy the raccoon tail.
Oh, mini root.
Mini root. Kimora, that would be a green pocket pussy. Dix the destroyer.
All right.
Oh, for $99, you can pick up Starload. Oh, they've got more. Pokemon. I don't even want to look at that one.
Stimula?
Game of Moans. All right. Let's look quickly at Game of Moans.
Is there going to be a dragon one?
How can there not be?
Oh, they're waiting. They're working on them for the next season.
It's a dragon-shaped butt plug. Only Thanos' fist can pull it out of you.
Oh, man.
Well, that loads. Now, there we go. It's a bunch of swords. swords that are dildos with a handle.
Oh, my. Get the fuck out of here. Yep. It's good to know if I ever need a sword that's shaped like a handle.
All right. Oh, and they also have the Dragon Egg Bullet Vibrator Container. It includes vibrator.
Dope.
Yep.
It's always good when it includes a vibrator.
Sure. Sure, that's the whole thing. Oh no, where did the mouse? Oh no, the mouse is dead.
Oh no.
Oh, you know what it did? It's the mouse isn't dead. The browser froze.
Oh. Uh oh. Sorry, honey.
The browser froze on the Bronze Eagle dildo sword.
Oops. No, it was for the podcast, I swear.
Yeah, that's right. Totally for the podcast. You know what I really think it was? I think it was Marilyn Haggerty has crashed the computer.
Really?
Yeah, that's small town news.
Damn it.
Small town news. Let me, hold on. Can I control alt delete out of this goddamn thing? That's resolving host. I blame the Australians for this. You know what I want? I want Dennis Miller and Mike Huckabee to get in that convertible, drive from here to Tierra del Fuego, where they are sodomized by the ghost of Larry Bud Melman, and then I want them to paddle that fucking canoe of a convertible over to Australia, where that 80s actor Jacko just slaps them in the face with their dick.
What about Paul Hogan?
I don't care about Paul Hogan, Jason.
I don't know who the other actor is, that's why.
He did the Energizer commercials and he went, oi. He yelled, oi. That's literally all he did, was yell, oi. I'm serious.
Okay. I believe you. I'm just saying Paul Hogan's a much more like relevant to me.
Easy.
At least.
It's too easy. Is what I'm telling you. Too easy.
I'm not old enough to know the oi guy, probably.
Oh, you should be. I bet you are. Hold on. I'm going to my iPad now. It's calling up. it's of course going to Michael Jackson immediately. No, I don't want that. Here we go. 1987.
I was 10 years old.
Yeah, Were you a sentient being at 10 years old or not?
The Energizer Bunny.
What's the longest lasting battery you can buy? New Energizer.
Laboratory test proved in most devices, Energizer lasts longer than any other battery. New Energizer.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
I believe he was a footballer or a rugby player.
Rugby guy.
Australian football. Australian rules football, which, by the way, is the craziest thing on the fucking planet, yeah, if you're unfamiliar.
Those guys are fucking nuts.
They are absolutely insane. Oh, here's another one.
A lot longer than ordinary carbon batteries? Well, here's a little exercise. Me mate here, he's got the Energizers. And this guy hasn't. And they're off.
They're little action figures of him doing push-ups.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dead already. Let's stay in power.
Long life Energizer. Keeps going and going and going.
Got really sexual at the end there.
Don't have to prove anything to me, mate. Oi! Oi!
Got really weirdly sexual at the end there.
It really, really did.
Like, with himself, like, it was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's really what it should be.
Oi, no battery lasts longer.
No battery.
No battery lasts longer than an Energizer. To write the extraordinary Energizer.
So this must have been like a year or two after Crocodile Dundee.
The thing is, these are Australian ads. These aren't the ones that aired here. These are not the ones that aired here. The ones that aired here were more obnoxious.
Of course.
If that were possible.
Of course.
Go away, you. Go away. Go away, Jacko. We don't need ya. We don't need ya. All right. I don't know where we are in the show here. Hold on. How are we doing? Well, shit, we're right on time.
Right on time.
Right on time.
In one of these, and in one of these. One of these.
We're still talking about the sex toys. I bet those Energizers last long in that Thor dildo.
Oh, I'm sure.
And now it's time for this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
I would like to apologize to Marilyn Haggerty for her segment coming up right now. Although by the smirk on her face, it looks like she might have enjoyed a dildo or two in her day.
Well, she might be enjoying one right there.
Yeah, just because you get old doesn't mean you stop.
Well, I mean, during photo shoots, it's kind of weird.
Depends on the photo shoot.
It does. It really does. Marilyn writes, this is in the paper, by the way. It's a letter to Emerson. Dear Emerson, near as I can figure, you're finishing your third grade year at Discovery School. You're one of the few youngsters who have taken my invitation to write letters. I guess you agree with me that computers are fine, so So are those little phones on which people talk and exchange messages. Still, there's nothing like handwriting on a piece of paper, especially when it arrives in an envelope with an address and a stamp. That's why I hope you are still into letter writing as you round out another year of school. Do you still have the dog you got at Christmas time? What do you mean, the dog that he got at Christmas time? It's fucking April.
What happened to his dog?
Does she think the family killed and ate it to stay alive?
Why wouldn't you just ask,
how's your dog?
How is your dog doing? Jesus. Wow, she is. I thought she was an optimist, but she is a pessimist.
I forgot what you named it, but I saved the picture. You also forgot whether it was a male dog or a female dog. It. Hey, did you know it's Bird Day on Thursday in North Dakota?
I'm gonna just for a second here. I'm just gonna get. She has a picture of the fucking dog that she kept. Right. I'm calling fucking bullshit. Because if you had the picture, then you would have. It would have the name of the dog on the fucking back of it.
You'd hope.
You. Man, I am questioning your truthfulness here. You forgot what you named, but you have the picture. I would say that you don't have the picture.
Oh. That's a scandalous accusation. It's a scandalous accusation,
well,
Jason.
I want to say, prove it.
All right.
Prove it, Marilyn.
You sound paranoid, Jason. Hey, did you know that it's Bird Day and Thursday in North Dakota? Have you seen many birds that come back in the springtime? Along with Bird Day, I think we should celebrate Alexander Griggs Day. You see, he gave the key to the city on April 26th, way back in 1875. He was one of the earliest settlers who came here by boat and claimed land. Maybe some of you third graders could figure out how we could celebrate Alexander Griggs Day every year.
Maybe. You could think about how you could celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day when, because, I mean, they crossed a land bridge or possibly sailed across the Pacific Ocean, which is the largest body of water. But hey, I digress. The white man, it was them that came first.
Hey, have you ever been out to Medora? That's near Theodore Roosevelt National Park. It's very beautiful out there, and they have an evening pageants in the summertime. Once I was there with 8 grandchildren. On my refrigerator, I still keep the pictures we took while we were out there. Well, anyway, the man who plays Theodore Roosevelt is Joe Weigand. He gave a great talk here in Grand Forks the other night. It made me want to go back to that place of wide open spaces. They have evening shows all summer long.
Well, good thing those white settlers killed all the buffalo.
Exactly.
This week, they're celebrating at the Empire Arts Center downtown. I'm sure you've been there. It's a good thing there were people who saved it from a wrecking ball. It's a beautiful place for shows and music. Well, I hope school is going well. I enjoyed it when I had lunch with you. I think you were in first grade then. So it's been 2 fucking years, Marilyn? That's forever for a kid.
Yeah, Marilyn. That kid probably doesn't even know who you are anymore.
Best wishes from your friend, Marilyn.
Are you really a friend, though? You haven't talked to this kid for 2 years, and you don't remember the kid's dog's name.
Sure she doesn't have Alzheimer's?
And by the way, this letter, she didn't actually send him a letter. She just submitted this as her article.
Yeah, talk about, that's fucking lazy. Did you just talk about how you wanted to send stuff and take your own advice?
How is he going to feel special this way? P.S. I am sure the ladybug is the official North Dakota state insect. I saved a news release 6 years ago that says former Governor Jack Dalrymple signed a bill into law that made it so. The bill was inspired by second grade students from Kenmare, North Dakota in March of 2011. P.S. I have no idea how to relate to you. P.P.S. Thanks for helping me fill my column.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting me do my work. Hey, guess what, kid? You're my excuse to just do a shit article this week.
By the way, I'm really starting to miss Gordy Little.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
You know, I had not heard Post Malone before. Let me just say this about Post Malone. Depressing. Just depressing. You know what? This should be played on a loop while Dennis Miller and Mike Huckabee drive to Tierra del Fuego to get sodomized by the ghost of Larry Bud Melman. Totally getting that over. Look for it on Twitter, everybody. All right, have a great weekend. Try not to do anything stupid. And don't spoil the Avengers for people who haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, just don't be an asshole.
Yeah, that's our motto here. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.